Tank FM, and here's why.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Yeah, yeah, those that make us, well, go.
They would.
It's why we can't have nice things. And I do believe we have a live look at Houston's airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it's not going great, of course, with the partial government shutdown and with the TSA not getting paid and I stepping in and stuff. One of the worst airports for delays is Houston George W. Bush Airport. 6 to 8 hours for some, as recent as of Monday, trying to get through. But over in Philadelphia, their airport, those lines are super long because people were watching people make the longest line of cheesesteak sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah, Philadelphia International Airport celebrated National Cheesesteak Day on Monday by breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest line of cheesesteaks. That would include 1,291-foot long rolls and cheesesteaks there. That set the world record. It also created already a very, very tough terminal to get around because of the TSA thing. They could have been a better time.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I'm walking here.
So there's good days, there's bad days, and then there's the days when you get stuck inside a Dollar Tree. A woman in Lyndhurst, Ohio, had a little predicament at closing time. Somehow, an officer was called to the location. I'm assuming she maybe made the call on her cell phone. She did get to leave the joint. I have a question.
Mm.
Did he check her out?
Mm.
I mean, it's like they take over all these Uber deliveries. What happens then?
Yeah, is this a nightmare or is it a dream?
I don't know. I'd want to be in the candy aisle.
I'd go nuts.
Yeah. Yourself a pedicure.
Other things having to do with the airline woes, but not because of the TSA. A Delta passenger, TikToker, goes by @KellyGT. Delta passenger was there for a snack mid-flight. You know, when the cart comes by.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what can we get you? So I'll take a little bag of Cheez-Its. Got a little bag of Cheez-Its. And then showed everybody on their TikTok exactly how little that bag was, opening it up, and there were three Cheez-Its in there.
Did she pay for them, or was it free?
I think it was free.
Okay.
Cheez-It brand, actually, Cheez-It commented on it and said, this definitely isn't the in-flight vibe we were going for. Check your DMs. And they have subsequently sent her a Cheez-It swag bag.
Oh.
Which now
kinda is... kind of jealous, Kelly GT.
That next to getting locked in a Dollar Tree are the two things I want to do now in life. I know. Thanks, Leslie.
This one's for you, JB. It was a fun surprise in Del Rio, Texas, when a resident found something in her bedroom late at night. It was a friendly neighborhood rattlesnake.
Ooh, boy.
Animal control and police promptly on the case.
Yep.
They evacuated the house. Which, by the way, is probably what you should have done instead of putting Penelope on the case.
Well,
they did give a warning. This is the time of year when snakes come out of hibernation and it may be looking for some relief. Heat, food, shelter, or maybe just wants a nice mouse by the name of Leslie.
See, there you go. This would have been a good time to have a trap available somewhere. But no. No, right there. Let us go to a very strange story out of India, where a man from India walked into a police station with a rack of ribs.
Oh.
He had filed a report and complained that the ribs simply would not cook. Officials described the incident as, quote, unusual. No injuries reported in any way, shape, or form. The man tried to cook the ribs, according to him, 20 times.
What?
I don't understand any of this. Just go to Chili's.
Maybe.
That's what I got my baby back ribs.
Should Tony chime in on this over in England?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're used to cooking the ribs.
Sure about that. Barbecue James could have been
a little different.
Used.
Yeah. Nicotine addiction, not just for cigarettes or chew anymore. There's the gum, the tablets, the vapes, and then the squirrel edition. One was spotted nibbling on a vape that someone threw away in a London park. Little guys are apparently attracted to the fruity flavors. Experts warn this is not part of their normal diet, and they should not be getting strung out on nicotine. 1.3 million vapes are thrown out across the pond every day.
Well, now, that would explain why Leslie, and probably getting a hold of
she knows how to party.
And then finally, a man wearing Mickey Mouse ears recently breached security at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. That is the base responsible for Air Force One and the like. Yeah. No name on the individual, but the Mickey Mouse fan walked around undetected for hours, even made it onto one airplane, not Air Force One, but an airman called security before the trespasser got busted. Never made it near Air Force One. The man did not say why he was wearing mouse ears or what he was doing on the Air Force base. See? This is why you need the trap.
Careful.
Thank you.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.